With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A software fix had airlines around the world canceling and delaying flights. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Both U.S. and European aviation safety agencies are requiring airlines to install a software update on the Airbus family of A320 aircraft. Airbus said Friday that the examination of a JetBlue plane that suddenly dropped in altitude last month revealed that intense solar radiation may corrupt data critical to functioning of flight controls. I'm Donna Warder.
Ralph Wober has a report for us about authorities now looking into what may be responsible for a massive fire in Hong Kong that's killed scores of people.
There's also a police investigation as well as an anti-corruption investigation going on against the contractors who may or may not be responsible for this fire. They were doing renovation work at the apartment blocks.
And that fire has left more than 120 people dead. The forecast calls for snow in much of the northern part of the country. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Residents are clearing off snow and the plows are busy in Lowville, a village in northern New York. WWNY reports that Lewis County Sheriff Michael Carpinelli has issued a travel advisory due to the poor road conditions and blowing snow. Winter weather awaits many travelers in the northern U.S. this Thanksgiving weekend. The National Weather Service has extended storm warnings and advisories from New York to Montana. Forecasters warn that squalls could produce whiteout conditions. Iowa and Illinois are expected to get the brunt of it, from 6 inches to a foot of snow by Saturday night. I'm Jennifer King.
And the trading session on Wall Street on Black Friday was short but sweet. The Dow Jones Industrial Average picked up 289 points by the closing bell, and the NASDAQ up by 150. This is SRN News. Homeschooling used to be a fairly small affair, but now it is growing more and more popular around the country.
Ever since the pandemic, American parents have increasingly been pulling their kids out of the public schools and teaching them at home. According to a new report from Johns Hopkins University, homeschooling is growing at an average rate of 5.4%. In South Carolina, more than one in five school-aged children are being taught in the home. Experts add that these numbers are likely underestimating the true size of homeschooling for lack of good polling data. Michael Harrington reporting.
The board that oversees Alabama public libraries has voted to remove books that discuss transgenderism from the teen and children sections of all public libraries in the state. The Alabama action is the latest salvo in the national fight over library content that's being driven by parents who are alarmed by the content of some books being given to children in public and elementary school libraries. This is SRN News. Haya Panjabi has a report for us on fires on board Turkish tanker ships, and Russia is the suspect.
Turkish authorities say two tankers caught fire in the Black Sea after being struck. Crew members on both vessels are safe. The Open Sanctions database describes the vessels as part of a shadow fleet used to evade sanctions on Russia. Turkey's Directorate General of Maritime Affairs says the first tanker caught fire about 28 miles off Turkey's coast. The second tanker was struck 35 nautical miles off the coast. Rescue teams have been dispatched and all crew members have been evacuated safely. Authorities are investigating the cause of the fires. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Two Canadian leaders are now agreeing to work toward an oil pipeline that would ferry oil from that country's midsection to the Pacific coast. The goal is to diversify Canada's capacity for oil exports. The plan is drawing some criticism from environmental groups. More on these stories at srnnews.com.